Okay, still ahead. Soldiers with shrapnel wounds told they have a pre-existing condition that denies them benefits. How could that be? That's after the news, here and now. I'm Robin Young. It's here and now.
According to the U.S. Defense Department, in the last 6 years, the Army alone has discharged more than 5,500 soldiers for personality disorders. It's called Regulation 635-200, Chapter 513, Separation Because of Personality Disorder. In fact, across the entire military, thousands have been discharged with the same diagnosis, even if they have other combat injuries. Well, according to reporter Joshua Kors, this is a way for the military to cut costs because the Department of Veteran Affairs doesn't have to provide care or disability pay to soldiers with personality disorders because it's considered a pre-existing condition. Joshua writes in the current issue of The Nation magazine, his story is entitled How Specialist Town Lost His Benefits, and Joshua joins us with more. Welcome.
Good to be with you, Robin.
First, let's tell John Town's story. This is Army Specialist John Town, a 20-something, injured in 2004 in Ramadi, Iraq, when a rocket landed near him. He had shrapnel in his neck. His ears were bleeding. I mean, there is no debate that he was injured that day.
No, no doubt about it. He was left largely deaf by the rocket attack, and the military recognized his wounds by giving him a Purple Heart. But when it came time to discharge him, the Army decided that his deafness was actually caused by a pre-existing personality disorder, and by doing that, they could discharge him without ever paying him disability or medical benefits for the rest of his life.
I have to stop. This, you know, in reading this, it sounds incredible. Hearing it from you, it sounds even more incredible. On what basis? I mean, did his family say that he had any deafness prior to his injury?
No. In fact, in all of the cases I looked at during my 6 months of researching the personality disorder discharges, never once did they interview any of the family or friends or fellow soldiers who could have testified to both the health and proper performance, outstanding performance in John's case. He had won 12 medals before the rocket assault. In the case of William Woolridge, they diagnosed him as having a personality disorder within 30 minutes. But Robin, to put this in perspective, the importance of John's case and William's case is that they're not alone. Across the entire armed forces, in just the last 6 years, 22,500 soldiers have been discharged with personality disorder. Cheating those veterans out of their benefits saves the Army $12.5 billion over the course of their lifetime. That's $8 billion in disability pay, $4.5 billion in medical care.
Let me hold you up right there and ask some of the questions that are raised by this. First of all, how does a soldier get into the service if he has personality disorder? Aren't they screened when they enlist?
Well, that's the absurdity of these diagnoses. Soldiers are actually screened twice before serving in Iraq, once when they join the military, and a second time before deployment. Reviewing the medical records in all of these cases, these are perfectly healthy soldiers according to the Army's own medical documents. It's only when they return wounded that the pre-existing personality disorder is discovered.
And what does the military say to soldiers who question this? For instance, to soldiers who say, but I never had anything prior to this. What's the response?
You know, I'm investigating a case right now of precisely that scenario. A soldier who had the lens of his eyeball damaged during combat in Iraq. He was viewed by a doctor at Fort Carson, Colorado, same fort where John Town served. And the doctor told him flat out, look, you don't have a personality disorder, but I'm going to diagnose you with it anyway. It'll get you out fast, and you'll get to keep your benefits. And when he said, no, I won't get VA benefits and medical care, the doctor became enraged and kicked him out of the office.
You also cite another case where the military told a soldier, well, this personality disorder that you had was lying dormant, and it was unleashed by your injury. All of this begs the question, how could this be happening? How could doctors, why would doctors knowingly deny soldiers their benefits and disability pay? What reasons did you find that doctors would want to do this?
Well, you know, first of all, the dormant argument is an important point. I spoke with a professor of psychiatry who has been writing about these issues and treating veterans for over 20 years. He just wrote a book called Courage After Fire. And he pointed out to me that that's just simply not how personality disorder works. It can't lay dormant and be triggered by definition. So that argument for the medical community will recognize that as flatly false.
Well, to the other point, why would so many doctors examining these soldiers give them a misdiagnosis of personality disorder knowing that they'd be losing their benefits?
First of all, there's $12.5 billion in savings for this. So the larger army has a great motive to push for these misdiagnoses. But on the doctor's level alone, there's a tremendous encouragement as well. The hospitals at these bases are simply overrun. And with the personality disorder discharge, you can get the soldier out the door in 5 days. Doing that frees up a bed that is waiting for the 3 or 4 soldiers who need it.
Whereas if they're putting in for a disability pay, they have to wait and go before a medical board, and it's very time-consuming.
It takes about 6 months.
But why else? Why else would this happen? Because, you know, reading the stories of how these soldiers are impacted, they're home, they have no medical treatment, no coverage, they seem very disabled, and even in some cases they've had to give back their enlistment bonuses, so they're in debt.
That's right. Part of the personality disorder discharge means that each of the wounded veterans has to give back their signing bonus so that on the day of their discharge, many of these injured soldiers find out they actually owe the Army several thousand dollars.
But again, the question is why, and you write about the money that's saved, but you also write that commanders sometimes want to get these guys who are disabled, they're not functioning to their top ability, they want to get them out the door because then they can get another soldier in their place.
That's another key motivation. You have hobbled soldiers who come back from Iraq not functioning fully. If the troop is going to be returning to Iraq, they need tip-top soldiers to take their place. One way to get them out quickly and replace them fast is by falsely diagnosing them with personality disorder.
That's Joshua Kors. His article on injured U.S. troops diagnosed with personality disorders, even if they felt they didn't have this pre-existing condition, and then discharged without benefits. His article appears in this current edition of The Nation magazine. And we want to note, many of the troops told Joshua they were assured they would keep their benefits if they accepted that diagnosis. Kors asked the head of the Department of Behavioral Health at Evans Army Hospital at Fort Carson in Colorado, Colonel Stephen Knorr, if doctors were assuring patients they would keep their benefits once diagnosed with a personality disorder. Colonel Knorr replied that he didn't believe that these doctors were doing that. He also said he was confident Army doctors were properly diagnosing the soldiers in question. We'll continue to follow this story. For more, you can go to our website, here-now.org. You're listening to Here and Now.